Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Tuesday, Thanksgiving week. Tuesday, November the 22nd, 2022, 11-22-22. 17 minutes past the hour. We were talking there before a break about somebody being allergic to Christmas trees. Live Christmas trees, and apparently they just pop a Benadryl and go on down the road, as they say. Do want to remind everybody again that the big Y-Men Christmas tree sale, live Christmas tree sale, kicks off this Friday, Black Friday, 12 to 7 p.m. On the corner of Reed and Church Street here in Marion. Then they will be open Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 7, and then after that, weekdays, 4 to 7. They are all balsam trees. A small tree is $25, medium tree $45, large tree $50, and that's a full tree. And then a tall tree is $70, like one of the big 8-foot trees. Now this money all goes to the Y-Men, which has been doing this in Marion. The Y-Men have been doing this since the early 1950s, and have been around since the early 1940s in Marion. So there you have it. And again, sad morning. As you're seeing on all the news channels and the newspapers and so on and so forth, an accident last night in Caledonia. Well, not in Caledonia. Clarendon Township is what we should say. A 30-year-old lady of Caledonia was traveling southbound on Whetstone River Road and went through the intersection of Roberts Road without stopping, which we did learn there was a stop sign there. She continued off the left side of the road where her vehicle struck a small tree in an embankment. The vehicle went airborne and landed on the bank of a pond and then rolled into the pond. The mother and her four children, ages 9, 7, 4, and 2, were trapped in the water-filled vehicle. The 2-year-old and 4-year-old have both been pronounced deceased. And the other three passengers, the mother and the other two children, are all in critical condition. Horrible, horrible story. Just horrible. Cassandra Batista, I believe, is the woman's name. 30 years old. Just a horrible, horrible event. Again, if anybody has anything to say, they can give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, we do have to do a little bit of holiday tradition here. I believe we've done this every year for 12 years, 9 years on this station, when it comes to Thanksgiving. It was 12 years ago. Yeah, 12 years ago. November of 2010, I got the idea because of the Butterball Turkey Hotline. For those of you who don't know, the Butterball Turkey Hotline is a hotline you can call with turkey questions. And I got the idea that wouldn't it be interesting if we took a celebrity and we made them the operator on the Butterball Turkey Hotline. And then I would call in with questions and they would give answers. So I wrote up a little script, and I sent it to some people, wondering who would do it. You know, I thought, well, maybe this person might do it. I don't know. Well, the person I really wanted to do it was legendary comedian Phyllis Diller. She was from Ohio. Everybody knew Phyllis Diller, knows Phyllis Diller. And I just thought, boy, she'd be the perfect person. But at that point, she was 93. I just didn't know if she'd do it. Phyllis agreed to do it. God bless her heart, and we've been playing it for 12 years now. We play it the week of Thanksgiving. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Some of this was written, but some of it was not. So it's not all scripted. There was a script, but we did not stick totally tight to it. So, as it is, every holiday season, we are going to play... How long is this? I always forget how long this thing runs. It runs about... if I can get it pulled up here, runs about 13 minutes. We'll get in the holiday spirit. Nothing will get you in the holiday spirit like the Phyllis Diller Butterball sketch from November of 2010, 12 years ago. Take it away, Phyllis. This is Scott Spears, and with Thanksgiving just around the corner, I have received many questions from listeners about how to make the perfect turkey. So with that in mind, I'm going to call the Butterball Turkey Hotline on air today to speak with a culinary expert to get your turkey troubles answered by a professional. Let's dial the old Butterball Hotline here and see if we can get somebody on the line. I'm sure they get a lot of calls this time of year, but very eager to answer, I'm sure. Good people over at Butterball. Not sure how long this hotline's been up and running, but I know it's been a while.
Butterball here.
Yes, this is Scott Spears from
Oh, yeah, Scott. I recognize your voice, Scott. I'm Butterball.
Now, wait. This voice sounds familiar.
Oh, my voice?
Your voice.
I'm the voice of Butterball.
You're the voice of Butterball.
Yeah, you better believe it.
Now, wait a second. This sounds like Phyllis Diller, not a Butterball employee.
You got it.
What are you doing working for Butterball, Phyllis?
Well, I always need to pick up a little extra change. And I wouldn't mind a little slice of something to eat that. Good.
Are you versed in turkey etiquette?
Well, they hired me, didn't they?
Yeah, okay. Well, I've got some questions for you, Phyllis.
I bet you do. I bet you got a lot of questions.
I
got the answers.
Okay, well, here we go. Let's get to the questions that the listeners have submitted. How do you thaw a frozen turkey on Thanksgiving Day? Does the size of the roasting pan make a difference? That's from Jessica from Cardington.
Now, that's about four different questions. Will you slow down, Scott?
I will. Let me try that again.
Try up one question at a time.
I will try to take them in
order.
That's a good one. How do you thaw a frozen turkey on Thanksgiving Day?
Okay, that is the dumbest question I've ever heard. And number one, a turkey doesn't thaw on the day that you're going to eat it, because that damn thing is hard as a rock. You got to leave it out overnight. And poor thing is frozen in the first place. Sure, you cover it with a quilt so it doesn't cry. Because if it cries, it'll keep you awake all night. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
They have feathers, but they're cold.
You know, Phyllis, so you're telling me if you haven't put your turkey out the night before...
No, you don't cook it the night before.
No.
You thaw it out all night. Sometimes it takes two nights to thaw out Fang. Coldest man I ever knew.
How's he doing?
Terrible.
Really? Does he like the holidays?
I make him sleep with a turkey.
Phyllis, second part of this question. Does the size of the roasting pan make a difference?
Oh, boy. It makes the turkey crazy to see that roasting. I'll tell you the difference it makes. I have a big roasting pan that the turkey fits in, but you can't shut the oven door.
So what do you...
It's too big to go in the oven.
What do you do?
Well, I go next door, borrow a pan.
So you kind of lean on your neighbors at the holidays.
What about the neighbors?
You lean on your neighbors at the holiday time.
Lean? They're my whole life.
Hey, there you go. Let's get on to question. Are you busy this year, at this time of year, by the way, Phyllis, with Butterball?
I'm busy every time of year. Yep. People love my Butterball. I have explained to people year after year, day after day, turkey is not used as a meat often enough. It is a healthful meat. It is one of the cheapest meats you can serve, and yet the idiots only do it once a year. Have I made it clear?
You've made it clear, Phyllis. Question number two. What internal temperature should the turkey be when it's done? That's from Betty and Marion.
Oh, Betty and Marion. Is that two women or a man and a woman?
I believe that's one person here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, Betty in Marion.
Yes.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Well, the internal temperature should always be 68 degrees. Every room in the house should be 68 degrees.
So the turkey should be the same temperature.
I didn't say that. You said, what should the internal temperature be? And you mean of the turkey?
Of the turkey.
Hell, I've never been in a turkey. I don't know about that.
Does Butterball...
How would I know? I can't get in there.
Does Butterball give you any type of training, Phyllis?
No, they assumed that I knew. Oh, that'll be the day.
Well, I think that last one's a lost cause. Let's go on to number three.
Oh, yeah.
How should I carve the Thanksgiving turkey? That's from Joan, who is also in Marion.
Joan lives in Marion?
Joan lives in Marion.
Well, it's a lovely little town. Lovely little town. When you carve a turkey, you should use a knife.
Does Fang carve your turkey?
You think I would let him have a knife?
Have there been problems in the past with that?
Oh. He's too dangerous. Let him have a knife. He'd probably cut the curtains down, and he'd probably do a lot of damage, and he's not trustworthy.
Is there any special way to carve the turkey? Of course you do it with a knife, but is there any special carving method?
Let me think. Well, I would start with the juiciest, biggest, meatiest part of the turkey food, and that would be the breast of your Butterball. Butterball breast, you can't beat that. Then you get that dressing, that gravy, and I'm starting to drool.
You're making me hungry, Phyllis.
Oh, goody.
Here we go. Question number four. What kind of stuffing should I use? This comes from Brandon in Cardington.
Where's Cardington?
Cardington's just up the road from Marion, about 15 minutes.
Is that one of those chic suburbs?
Well, I don't know how chic it is. I don't want to offend the people in Cardington, but it's not bad.
Uh-huh. It sounds like a little other community close to Marion.
A little piece of heaven.
Is that what it is?
I that's how I like to put it.
That's what a Butterball is, a little piece of heaven. Well, I forgot the question.
Stuffing, Phyllis.
Oh, stuffing. Oh, guess what? My favorite part of the whole din is the stuffing. Oh, my God, and there are at least 100 different varieties. A lot of people use cornbread. I prefer stale bread, which I have amassed during the year.
Stale bread?
Stale bread, yes. I'll take all the stale bread, cut it up in little croutons, and I prefer old-fashioned country dressing. Simply celery, and that stale bread, I'll cut up celery salt, garlic salt, onion salt, onions all cut up. Lots of garlic, fresh garlic, all cut up. And let's see what else we put in. Onions, celery and bread are the basics. From then on, you go with all the different spices. I know that for a fact, for my Thanksgiving dinner, I'm going to be a guest at Rose Marie Stack's home. That's Robert Stack's widow.
Really?
Yeah, and she has a cook who makes something I never heard of. She mentioned one of the spices. I can't remember now, but it was a spice I never heard of in a stuffing. So I can't wait to go there to just sit in a lavish, they used to call it board, lavish table and eat somebody else's.
Phyllis, did you know Robert Stack well?
Oh, yes, but I never slept with him. I didn't know him that well. But his wife, his widow, is a close friend, and I loved Robert Stack. He was an adorable man.
You know, Phyllis, he was a great actor. He seemed like a nice guy when you would see him on television, but because of that show, Unsolved Mysteries, he gave me nightmares.
Really?
I just every time I heard his voice.
Oh yes.
I was taken back.
Well, you know, he worked till he died. He was over 80, and he loved his work, and he always wanted to work. And I thought that was a good thing. I think it was sage, the dressing sage.
Oh, that, yeah.
Would that be maybe one?
Well, that's a good spice.
Well, I maybe it's a sage turkey dressing.
A sage turkey dressing from a sage woman for a sage turkey.
Hot damn.
There we go. One more question, Phyllis, and then we'll let you get back to the phones there at Butterball. How long should I cook a 10-pound turkey? That comes from James, who's also here in Marion.
Jane.
Whatever, at this point, it doesn't really matter.
All right. Okay, you should cook it till it's done.
That's kind of vague, Phyllis.
Well, it must be tender through. I'm no good with those thermometers and the ice pick and the this and that. I don't know. Take a fork.
Jam a fork in it.
I do that.
And if nothing, if it doesn't yell, ouch, you're okay.
Sort of.
Well, Phyllis, you're going over to the Stacks for Thanksgiving. Mrs. Stack.
Yes.
Should be a lot of fun.
Oh, yes.
And the Butterball people aren't keeping you too busy?
No, they're very good to me. They love my rum balls.
Do they?
Yeah, I make rum balls for the children every Thanksgiving.
And how does that go?
Well, one Thanksgiving, I got a little confused because I was drinking a lot of rum while I was making it. And I got confused with the recipe. Got far too much rum in my rum balls. And all these happy children running around full of rum. It wore off.
Phyllis Diller, you're a treasure. Thank you so much for joining us on Thanksgiving and giving us something to laugh about. And you know, laughter behind turkey is the best medicine.
Absolutely. Eat well, laugh well, live well.
Absolutely. The wonderful, gracious, my pal, the amazing Phyllis Diller. Happy Thanksgiving.
With my pal, Scott Spears. You have one too.
WMRN 14.
The legendary Phyllis Diller skit. Many, many years ago, 2010, you know, it's not the holidays until I hear Phyllis Diller's laugh, and we've been doing that for, this will be the ninth year we've done that here on this station. Do you enjoy hearing Phyllis Diller every year? Does it put you in the Thanksgiving mood? 740-751-4038, 36 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. Nobody better than the legendary Phyllis Diller. You know, when she agreed to do that, I thought, wow, Phyllis Diller, the lady who'd worked with Bob Hope, first female stand-up comic, single female stand-up comic. Can't go wrong there. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I got a picture here, a greeting card from one of your old girlfriends you might want to hear about.
Who's that?
Well, it's got a picture, and it says Sally, WLWC Columbus, or WLWD Dayton. And it says Christmas greetings. And it's got down here circled a picture of Billy. That would be Scott and Charlie. I don't know who is Charlie.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. It's Sally Flowers.
Picture of Sally and a star up above and Billy and Charlie. Moore's, and it's got a green reindeer with red stars and big antlers up around for a Christmas greeting. And now got time because I can read the little thing that was in the paper?
Yes, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
It says, Sally Flowers buys new farm near Delaware, January, and it's got 31 in a dash, but it hasn't got the year. And it's got spatial, and for instance, Sally Flowers, quotation marks, well-known Columbus television star, has purchased a 46-acre farm in Delaware County. It was announced today. If you got a pen and pencil, you might just save a little time. I'll give the directions, and Angie can go down and see where that farm would be. But her name, do you know what her name was instead of Sally?
Lillian.
Lillian, but her last name?
Rogers.
Nixon, it's got here, Mrs. Lillian Nixon, as Sally is known in private life, complete the purchase last week of the Lone Cedar Farm located about a quarter of a mile north of Route 37 on the Berlin Township from Donald M. Sherman. A friend of the said that Sally would remodel the house and move into it shortly. She sort of likes the country and wants her children in the country. The friend said she has a son and a daughter. That's the caption I've got now. I don't know how old this is, but I was going through some stuff, and it's a greeting card. And I thought, well, maybe you can obtain this someday. You always like that. It's got those radio stations, WLWC and WLWD, Dayton.
Well, and I always take that people have forgotten who Sally Flowers is because she was a big deal in Columbus.
Oh, yeah, that's all I ever knew of when we sit down and watch in the evenings, I believe, and Matt Willard's Billy Scott, he had a guitar and sang, and Sally played a piano, I think, and sang. That was a big hit to me at 81 now, growing up, and probably I was wasn't even a teenager yet, I remember that, and after that, too. She was on the air a long time. Do you know how long, Scott?
Well, I know she started in the late 40s, and she was actually on the air here in Marion for a little bit. Yeah, she wasn't here very long, but when CATV first came on, they brought her in because her daughter was a lady named Devine Motes, and she married a man named Beatty, who ran the Beatty Labs here in Marion for a long time.
Well, I know, I've heard of the Beatty Labs.
Yep, that was Sally Flowers' daughter was married to him, so she came here to live for about a year, and when CATV, the first cable station, launched back in the late 70s, or early 70s. Sally came here for about a year, and then I think she missed her home in Delaware, so she left and went back to Columbus. But she was on the air right up until not too long before she died in the late 80s.
Well, have you got any pictures of her, of facial pictures?
You know, I might. I don't know. Is her face on that Christmas card?
There is up the top, and it's Sally underneath it, and then Billy, it's got a picture of him, and it's got a picture of Charlie. So But from Carol and I to you, I think this is going to be your Christmas present this year.
Well, I appreciate that. I love stuff like that. So Sally sent this out to people.
And on the back of the picture is this thing in the, I don't know what paper it come out of, may have Marion Star maybe, but you can have it, Scott. It's got the radio things, and I think anybody that deserves it is you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'll actually be at the studio tomorrow and Friday.
Okay, tomorrow. That's what I was going to ask you the next thing. Okay. Here's Carol a minute.
Yes, Scott, this is really neat. You'll really like it, and no one deserves it better than you.
Well, I appreciate that. Happy Thanksgiving, Carol.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, well, there you go. Sally Flowers. Now, do you remember the legendary Sally Flowers? 740-751-4038. Or did you like the Phyllis Diller little ditty we played there for the holidays? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. We'd love to hear from you out there. All right. Well, what else is on the agenda here this morning? Big thing tomorrow at the studio, holiday time galore. I think George Kasotis will be with us. Linda Sims, Bob Welsh with the pancake or pumpkin pie pizza. And our special guest, I'm almost positive, is going to be there. Now, this person might not be with us all day tomorrow, but starting at 8:15, he will be there with us, I think maybe through 9:30. So if we have him sign anything, we'll have to do it quick and get those pictures early tomorrow morning. But the rest of us will be on through noon. All right, 740-751-4038. If anybody wants to enter anybody in the fruitcake toss, they can do that as well. I believe we're up to 34 people, and that's coming up on December 15th at 7 p.m. Now, we did have a family feud question yesterday we did not get the final answer for. Let's see how well we do with this today. Name a food that you eat at Thanksgiving, but not the rest of the year. Now, we had stuffing, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie. One answer left. Name a food you eat at Thanksgiving, but not during the rest of the year. Stuffing, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, and one answer left. What is it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got that one missing answer this morning? 11-22-22. Let's see. A food you only eat at Thanksgiving, but not during the rest of the year. Stuffing was the number one answer. Cranberry sauce was the number two answer. Pumpkin pie was the number three answer. And we've still got the number four answer here. What is the fourth answer? 740-751-4038. With Thanksgiving upon us in about 48 hours. And I'm so glad my turkey is progressing well. I think we ran out of guesses on this yesterday. It's a hard question. A food you eat at Thanksgiving, but not during the rest of the year. Now remember, stuffing has already been guessed. Cranberry sauce has already been guessed. Pumpkin pie has already been guessed. One answer left. What could it be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, this item is, I don't know. It definitely is a Thanksgiving item. Now, I would guess there are people who probably have this item throughout the year, not just on Thanksgiving. but it certainly is very closely associated with the Thanksgiving holiday, to be sure. Now, it is the fourth answer on the list, maybe because of that reason. So we'll see here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, you picked up just as we were about to give the clue. What was the clue?
Well, this is an item that people do eat year-round. It's in the store year-round, but it's definitely closely associated with Thanksgiving.
Turkey?
Not turkey, but that's a good guess.
Green bean casserole?
Not green bean casserole.
Hey, have we heard from Phyllis Diller? Has she called the Butterball people yet?
Yeah, we just played it. Didn't you hear it?
No, shucks. I knew I was going to miss that.
Yeah, we played it at the top of the hour this hour.
Oh, there's always next two.
Well, no, you'll have to go on the website. You can hear it on the website.
Okay, mashed potatoes, or did somebody already say that?
No mashed potatoes.
Okay, I'm just a loser. Bye.
Bye-bye. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Sweet potatoes.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give you sweet potatoes because it says yams. Now, what is the difference between a yam and a sweet potato?
I don't think there is a whole lot of difference.
No, I wouldn't think so either. And I've never been able to figure that out. What is the difference between a yam and a sweet potato?
I never either, because to me, they're practically the same.
Yeah, so yeah, I'll give it to you. Yams was number four on the list. Did you like Phyllis Diller this morning, John?
Oh, yeah, she was interesting.
She's always the best, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, she's always got a lot of good comments.
Now, how are you and Carolyn doing? Ready for Thanksgiving?
Well, we're working on it, Scott. We're working on it. Our grandson's coming up from King George, Virginia, and he's planning on... Someone give him a ticket to the Ohio State-Michigan game, and he's planning on going to the game Saturday.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Well, I'm glad to hear it.
He's supposed to come in today and stay here and then go to the game Saturday down to Columbus. So
have a few nice days there together.
Yes.
All right. Hey, well, thanks, John. Good to hear from you.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll get in one more category here. Well, yeah, I feel terrible that Sarah missed Phyllis Diller this morning. That's one of our... Maybe we'll play it again tomorrow. You know, we got 4 hours tomorrow. Maybe we'll take a little break during our guest in the studio tomorrow to play Phyllis Diller. She's a lot of fun. Name something people associate with Thanksgiving. New category. Four answers on the board. Name something people associate... with Thanksgiving. Four big answers, 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. Name something people associate with Thanksgiving. Four answers here. Boy, oh boy, are we going to get him. And what in the world is the difference between a yam and a sweet potato? Go ahead, caller.
I'm just going to say food.
Well, a lot of these are food items. You have to be more specific.
Oh. Well, I just say turkey, but I just thought dinner would take care of it.
Well, you know, so now are you thinking dinner or turkey?
Well, I'm thinking like a turkey dinner. That's what they say when they advertise at Kroger's, turkey dinner when you buy it.
Well, yeah, turkey's number one on the list, so we'll go. Did you get a chance to hear Phyllis Diller this morning?
Yes, I always like to hear her, and the thing about sweet potatoes, when they advertise in the paper, don't they put sweet potatoes, but when they're in a can, don't they put yam? Because they shorten it, they wouldn't put sweet potatoes. That's the only thing I know, because they just can them, and that's the only difference I would know.
Well, now, this is interesting. I just got a message here from Mary, who's out there listening, and she sent me let me see if I can get this up here. For some reason, my computer's moving slow here this morning. Mary just sent me to that very question. Here, Mary, and thanks, Mary. I know you're out there listening. Her answer to this is, if we can get it pulled up here, here we go. It's yams and sweet potatoes the same. No, yams and sweet potatoes are not the same. Yams have rough, dark brown skin that is often compared to tree bark, and their flesh is dry and starchy, like regular potatoes. Sweet potatoes have smooth, reddish skin, softer flesh when cooked, and a sweet flavor. You don't have to worry about mixing them up while you're shopping. Because true yams are rarely found in American grocery stores. The popular canned yams that you see around the holidays are technically sweet potatoes.
So the ones in the cans are just sweet potatoes too?
Yeah, apparently here in America, yams that are in... If the can says yams, that's actually just sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
But that's not really what a yam is, I guess.
Well, I didn't think there was any difference because I just thought they didn't want to put sweet potato across the can and they were, you know, like already, well, peeled or whatever. And I never knew there was a difference. I just thought different sections, maybe the country called them different things and stuff. I don't know.
It's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for Turkey was number one. You got it.
Okay.
Well, and we've solved our yam sweet potato question here this morning. Now, I know somebody else was calling there. Give us a buzz. 53 minutes past the hour here. Name something people associate with Thanksgiving. Now, we've got turkey, number one, still three other answers. And thanks, Mary, for the answer. 740-751-4038. Something people associate with Thanksgiving. The big holiday just right around the corner. Go ahead, caller.
Pilgrims.
No pilgrims on the list. Are you
okay,
really?
Hang up. Let me do another one. Cornucopias.
I give you credit for saying cornucopia. Not on the list, but a good one. Now, aren't you feeling...
Wow.
Aren't
neither
you,
one of them on there?
I'll get a word in here eventually. No, they're not on the list. But aren't you really feeling bad about missing Phyllis Diller now?
Well, yeah, I loved listening to her every comedy gold.
Tune in tomorrow because we got 4 hours to kill, so it's only 13 minutes. We might play it.
Aw, cool.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Go ahead, caller. Hello.
What about corn?
Corn. Let's see.
Andy just gave the pilgrims corn.
Well, that's a good idea. No corn on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Oh, I'm going to say the day off work.
Not the day off work, but a good guess. I'm getting another message here from Abby, who's out there listening, that they are totally different vegetables. But actually, yams aren't usually in the U.S. Well, now see, I think Abby looked that up. I just don't know if she would know that off the top of her head. I don't know. Well, you know, God bless her. She's supposed to bring a pumpkin pie and whipped cream to me today, so we'll see how that goes. And a large diet fountain drink. That makes me think of Thanksgiving. All right. Name something people associate with Thanksgiving. All we've got is turkey so far. Still three other answers left to go here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Don't forget to get up early tomorrow for our Thanksgiving Spectacular starting at 8:15 through noon. George Kasotis, Bob Welch, pumpkin pie, pizza. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say parade.
No parades, but I love that parade. Not on the list.
Okay.
No parade on the list today. Everybody loves a parade. All we've got's turkey so far. The old turkey bird. Name something people associate with Thanksgiving. We've got turkey and still three other answers to go. 56 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. 7405140038. That's 7407514038. All right, go ahead, caller.
Well, let's try visiting. Family's visit.
No visiting, but a good guess.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller. Hello. I think we lost that caller. If that was you, give us a buzz back, 740-751-4038. Whew, here we go. Thanksgiving spectaculars. Go ahead, caller.
Corn?
No corn on the list.
Okay.
No corn on the list today. Something people associate with Thanksgiving. All right, go ahead, caller.
Football games?
No football games. Good guess. No football games on the list, but certainly not a bad guess there either. The phones are ringing off the hook this morning. We love that. Go ahead, caller.
Do you want, like, food, like dressing or stuffing?
Those are good guesses, but not on the list. But, yeah, foods like those.
Okay.
All right. Name something people associate with Thanksgiving. The only one we have so far is turkey. Still have three other answers here. 740-751-4038. Thanksgiving Spectacular tomorrow with Linda Sims, Bob Welsh and the Pumpkin Pie Pizza, George Kasotis, 8:15 to 12 noon, emanating live from the studio. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie number 4 on the list. You got it. And I hope I get some pumpkin pie today with Cool Whip. Oh, my. 740-751-4038. Turkey and pumpkin pie. Name something people associate with Thanksgiving. We've got turkey and pumpkin pie. Two answers left to go in 1 minute. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, we send our best wishes to the family that had just a horrible incident last night out on Whetstone River Road, ending up in the pond with two children dead at this point, 2 and 4-year-old. Our best thoughts with them. Three people still in intensive care. Our serious condition, I guess we should say at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce is number 2. You got it.
Okay.
Cranberry sauce slides in at number 2, so only one answer left. We got turkey, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie, and we're out of time. Maybe one more call here. Oh, I think we're out of time. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. The former coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jim Tressel.
You know, it's interesting because everybody knows the story, obviously, of what happened there. But when that all was going down, because that's a rough period, that's a rough year. And, you know, as it comes out in Sports Illustrated that, you know, these emails were flying around on April 2nd, and on December 9th, you publicly said you didn't